The new policy means the court won't be discussing its internal operating procedures in public meetings. It was passed on a 4-3 voice vote in February, but wasn't officially published until this week when Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson, who opposes the rule, asked for final approval in an open meeting. The four justices who support the rule walked out and didn't return until Abrahamson sent them a note assuring them the rule is now in place. Former State Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Gieske says she's disappointed the court has decided to limit transparency.
I think to go behind closed doors and keep discussions away from the public only gives the heightened concern that politics and personalities are playing a role in their decision making.
But another former Supreme Court Justice, John Wilcox, disagrees. He says the open meeting policy has only been in effect since 1999. He says he voted with the majority then to open the meetings, hoping it would help solve personal and political disputes occurring then among the justices.
It frankly hasn't worked. They tried it for a total of 13 years, and maybe because of some of the recent occurrences felt, well, this isn't working, we'll go back to closed conferences, as they were for 100 and some years before 1999.
The recent occurrence Wilcox refers to is the alleged physical confrontation between Justice David Prosser and Justice Ann Walsh Bradley last summer. A complaint against Prosser, filed by the Judicial Commission, is still causing acrimony among the justices. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.